Oh, I don't think it's about it's getting too personal. I think it's getting too unpleasant. This was a Tory being nasty, as in the nasty party. It was a completely illegitimate and untrue attack. Ed Miliband didn't stab anyone in the back. The Tories must be so thrilled that that phrase keeps being repeated. He entered into an open election in his party, and he won. There couldn't be anything more straightforward about it. I don't know why Britain persists in thinking that at some weird way, elder brothers have a right to everything, including jobs. I thought we had got rid of the idea of primogeniture a long time ago.
Isabel, what's your take on the issue? Is this gutter politics?
Well, I think in the grand league table of insults, that one from the Tories towards Ed Miliband is not really up there. I don't think he'll be that stung by it. He's very used to this claim. And, of course, some people may regard it as an over-the-top accusation, but the reality is that most people do think he stabbed his brother in the back. I don't really see the point of the accusation. Most people know that Ed Miliband competed against his own older brother for the job. It's very much factored into their views of the Labour leader already. So it seems a little strange on the Tories' part to be wheeling it out at this stage, 4 years after the event. But I don't think, as I say, in the grand league table of insults, it will hurt him that much. He was much more hurt some years ago, you may remember, when the Daily Mail started attacking his father. He is very used to people bringing up the brother story.
Jenny, do you think this tells us more about the Tories than it does about Ed Miliband, that they're willing to stoop to what Ed Miliband called desperate measures?
I think it does. The Tories are slipping just behind in the polls. This is absolutely not what they expected at this point. They thought that they would be edging ahead. And they've always known that if they're competing against the Labour brand, they may not do very well in this election because people have had enough of austerity. That's what the polls show us. And they don't look like the compassionate party. They do look like the party of the rich. But that if they can attack Ed Miliband himself, who scores slightly lower than Cameron on a lot of leadership measures, then they've got more chance. So this was a naked attempt to tie a story about Trident, which we already know isn't true, because Ed Miliband said quite clearly to Jeremy Paxman in the debates a couple of weeks ago, when he was asked whether or not he would give up Trident in return for a deal with the S&P, he said no. So that isn't an issue. And so they're tying that to the question of his relationship with his brother and hoping to reawaken negative images of Ed in people's minds. It's deeply unpleasant, and I think Cameron should have denounced it. And I think it's admirable that Philip Hammond refused to repeat those words on the Daily Politics this morning. I think there are a lot of Tories who are very uncomfortable about this because, frankly, it makes Fallon look nasty and it makes the Tories look nasty, and I think it may rebound on them.
Is there a time and a place to go negative in politics, Isabel? I mean, research shows that being negative on a person doesn't go down well with voters, but going negative on policies and a party's record does.
Well, I think the reaction to this comment will probably teach all sides involved that this isn't going to go down well. It's a fairly gentle insult, as it, you know, there are many other things that could have been wheeled out and haven't been. And given the backlash, I think the Tories will be rather careful about getting any more personal than they already have done. People don't like it, and I think it's probably been a strategic mistake.
Jenny, you disagree. You don't think that's gentle at all.
No, of course it's not gentle. The word backstabbing is very violent and vicious and untrue, and I think it should
be
challenged.
But it's hardly a new claim.
It doesn't matter. It's a very unpleasant word and it shouldn't be used. And it's untrue. There's nothing backstabbing about this. David Miliband had at least four opportunities to take a run at the leadership without Ed standing, and he never took it. And at the last minute, when it was an open competition, his brother stood against him. He wasn't criticised for standing against him. He was only criticised by some people when he won. There's nothing logical about that. But to go back to your point about negative campaigning, of course it's fine to attack the other party's policies. That's what elections are all about. That's what politics is all about, saying where the other side has gone wrong. But I think launching into unfounded, vicious personal attacks, I think that's just, all that does is make politics look like a very unpleasant, untrustworthy business to the whole electorate. It's bad for politicians, it's bad for the electorate, it's bad for credibility, it's bad for all of us.
Yeah, Isabel, I'll just pick up on what Jenny was saying there. It wasn't really gentle what the Tories were implying, was it? They were saying that he stabbed his brother in the back and that he'd stab Britain in the back should he come into government.
Well, as I say, the claim that Ed Miliband stabbed his brother in the back is hardly a new one, and it is very much the way a lot of people, ordinary voters, will see it, intellectualising it aside. I think what it does show us is the Tories are getting slightly exasperated by their failure to budge forward in the polls. They have had this incredible message discipline up until now. It rests on simply reiterating their positive story on the economy, and they have used that message so far all through the campaign.
Well,
it's not getting them anywhere.
Our political editor Faisal Islam was showing us an internal document that was given to all Conservative spokespeople that would be talking about the campaign, and Ed Miliband was mentioned in it some 99 times, the Prime Minister himself only a handful. So they are going after Ed Miliband personally.
Well, they know that the polls show that Ed Miliband consistently performs less when people are asked, which do you prefer as a leader, as a prime minister? Ed Miliband performs more poorly than David Cameron does. So he is a negative scorer on that front. And so therefore they are trying to hammer home that. But in a way, that is sort of already in the bag. It seems pointless to carry on trying to extract more advantage out of Ed Miliband performing less well in people's mind as a leader, because that's already accepted.
Jenny, who do you think is going to benefit from what's happened today and all this mudslinging?
I hope it will be the Labour Party. I hope people will look at this and think, actually, the way that you conduct a campaign is to argue about the policies that matter to all of us. What kind of country are we going to live in? Are our children going to get jobs? What kind of housing programme is the country going to have? How's the health service going to operate? Those are all the proper things that actually matter to people day by day. And this nastiness in the campaign just detracts from that. And I hope that people look at this and think, those people on the Conservative side are being deeply unpleasant, and that's not actually what we want to hear about. It's not of interest to the person walking down the road wondering whether they're going to be able to get a job next week to hear this kind of commentary coming from the Conservatives.
Yeah, Isabel, is this just smoke and mirrors? I mean, we've spent the last 5 minutes talking about negative campaigning when the real issue we started out talking about today was Trident. Is this smoke and mirrors from the Conservatives in terms of getting us away from Trident and defence budget spending, where they're actually could be seen as quite weak?
Well, a lot of the Tories' own voters are very sort of frustrated and disappointed by the scale of defence cuts under the Conservative-led coalition. So that is an argument you could make. But I think that there would also be an argument among some strategists that character is an important thing. Yes, of course, policies are the most important thing, but people do also look at the character of the person who is going to be leading this country, and perhaps that would be some minor justification for bringing up the old issue of Ed Miliband and his brother being rivals in the leadership.
But can I point out that there's nothing negative about that as far as Ed is concerned? He went in open competition for a job in the Labour Party. It was voted for by every member of the Labour Party, and he won it. I think it's actually to his advantage that he's seen as somebody who is prepared to take tough decisions. He thinks, what's important for the country? I think I'd be a better leader for the country than my brother is. It was done completely openly and above board, and he won in a fair election. I can't see where the problem lies with that.
And it had a devastating effect on his family, Jenny. It had a devastating effect on his family, and that is
well known. That's the problem with having two people going into politics, but that was always going to be there. And I don't see that David Miliband had a right to this job when the Labour Party preferred his younger brother. That's the fact of the matter. Ed won fair and square. And he had the courage to stand up and think, what matters most for the country is which one of us has a better vision. And he believed he had a better one. He stood behind his principles and he had the courage to go for it. And he was very gracious to his brother afterwards, would have offered him any job that he'd wanted in the Labour Party. But David Miliband chose to go into a massive sulk and leave for New York.
Yeah, well, the long-term effect on that family has been devastating, and everybody who knows
Isabel, do you believe that older brothers always have the right to anything that their younger brothers might also be interested in doing? Is that your belief?
I think this is an exceptional case, Jenny, and as the oldest of three siblings, I would be very upset if one of my younger siblings started trying to compete on my turf.
Well, you see, you're just on the side of the eldest, Isabel. There's something deeply emotional there.
Let's not say that
your younger siblings might be better than you are at a particular
job. Okay. Before we get into any personal attacks, which is what we're trying to avoid here, we'll wrap it up there. Jenny Russell and Isabel Oakeshott, thank you very much for joining us here on Sky News this afternoon. Just got in there before any mudslinging. In other news, family genetics could significantly increase the risk of men.